When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Which means it's our turn to talk. Good day, one and all. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Bucket Strategy Investing, of course, that's obviously the name of the show, and this is what we talk about today. And every day, really. It has to do with buckets and strategy and investing. We put it all together and bring to you what we believe is important, things that you need to know about your retirement, about your saving, about your spending, about your accumulation phase and your distribution phase of your life, your financial life. It's one thing to build the money up. It's another thing to have a strategy to make sure that money doesn't... Oh, I did it again.
Make sure your money doesn't run out before run out. Your life does.
I need to say it the other way. I need to say you make sure that you don't outlive your money, right? Because that's the bad thing.
That's
right?
That is a bad thing for most people. I mean, I would consider that primarily to be a bad thing to not have any money.
Well, that's it. That's it. I mean, you kind of need it. It's essential. Everybody needs money. That's why it's called money. So we're here helping you out as best we can with strategy. And talking to you today a little bit more about gifting. This came up, I don't know, a week or two ago. Some questions on gifting and how this relates. You know, as we approach the end of the year, Professor, people are looking for ways. There's still some time, not a lot, but there is still some time to potentially lower your taxable income for 2017. And we've had questions from people saying, well, what if I gift some money to somebody? I'm looking for ways to lower my taxable income. So I thought maybe I would gift, say, I don't know, $25,000 to cousin Frank or, you know, my son, whatever, you know, or my daughter. It doesn't matter. And they say, well, can I do that? Well, sure, you can gift money as much as you like.
What will it save me in taxes?
The question is, what will it save you in taxes? Well, let me ask you this. Is the recipient a bona fide C-3PO charity?
That's an R2-D2 charity.
That's what it is, right. R2, subsection R2-D2. No, is it an actual charity? 501c3, I guess, is the... But whatever, it doesn't matter. If it's an actual charity and you give them some money, in many cases, you can deduct it. All right, so that's just one strategy, but not in every case. Now, the other question that we get on this all the time, Professor, is, well, doggone it, I've heard of this thing called a gift tax. What am I supposed to do? I give somebody a gift and they have to pay taxes on that? That doesn't seem fair.
You're right, it's not. But they don't have to pay the tax.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, you mean like if I gave Cousin Frank $25,000 for being a good guy, and that means he doesn't pay the taxes, but I have to pay tax? Is that the way that works? Actually, potentially you might. And if you do, envy you.
If you give enough, then that could be it. Yeah.
If you get a bill this year for...
A gift tax. If you have a gift tax to pay.
Yeah, yeah. I would envy you. I mean, in some ways. I don't envy you paying the gift tax. So anyway, what are we talking about? Well, what this is leading into is the sort of misinformation that's out there regarding gifts. And we're going to set you straight because gifting can be a part of anyone's financial plan, and it plays a big role, especially among family members. So we'll talk about that coming up. how to determine basis on a gift.
What is basis? What are we talking about?
That was another discussion that we had. What is basis? And then the other thing that comes up, Professor Plum, on this whole gifting thing has to do with these UGMA and UTMA, these accounts, which the UGMA actually has the word gift in it.
UTMA is transfer.
Right, it's a uniform transfer. It's the same thing, really. It's basically the same thing. But this is, people gifting money to their kids in hopes of, what? What good is a UTMA?
Well, it depends. I mean, if especially if you're making gifts as like a Christmas gift, a birthday gift, gift.
Yeah.
It's the kids, and you want the kid to actually have the money, then that's the kid's money. But technically, legally, children under the age of 18 don't have the mental capability, don't have the legal capability to own assets. Mm-hmm. And so they're supposed to be a guardian, a custodian, somebody other than the child who monitors when and where that money can be spent on behalf of the child. It's still the child's money. It's just that it's not supposed to be their ability, their determination of what is appropriate for them to spend the money on. And so they're supposed to be a custodian, usually a parent, sometimes another relative or family member. But they're supposed to be somebody overseeing what that child may or may not do with the money that's in that account.
Yeah, that's how that works. So anyway, but the problem is once you put it into that account, it is not... Once they turn a certain age, it's theirs.
Well, in ancient history, we used to be able to move, assets over to a child's name, and once they reached a certain age, for a while, the age was much younger than it is obviously now, and then it was 14, the kiddie tax was put in, but we could use the gift over to a child to shift income from my tax bracket to their tax bracket. Maybe it was a bond portfolio. And at the time, it created $20,000 of interest. And so,
it is way back there, isn't it?
we wanted them to go to school and pay for things. If I had it in my account back in the day, I may have paid 50% or something high, some huge tax bill because that $20,000 of interest got put on top of my income. And then putting it in the kid's name, the interest was on their tax bracket, and they didn't have any other income, so it was a very low tax bracket. So there was an income shifting idea that went on. Well, Congress didn't like that idea, thought that was not fair, which I guess you could argue both sides of that. So they said, okay, any income, they put this kiddie tax, K-I-D-D-I-E-N, this kiddie tax in to basically take away the ability to shift income from one person to another person through annual, through gifts. And now if the child is under the age of 19, basically they have to pay it at the parent's marginal rate. If the child is in school, all the way up to age 24, it gets taxed at the parent's rate. So it took away the whole idea of income shifting, and very successfully, I should say.
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
So that idea of gifting went out the window.
Yeah. So of course we know in that instance, they weren't really gifting them the money.
Well, no, they were just parking it over the child's name.
That was free parking for a little while.
And then once the child turned, 18, 20, 25, once they got done with school, somehow the child just saw it in their best interest to give it back to the parents.
Yeah, somehow it just wound up back in the parents' name.
Or the child just used it to pay for college.
Spend it down money that they would have.
Yeah, parents were going to give it to them or pay it for anyway.
Exactly.
But this way they got some tax breaks from the income that was being generated in the child's name for a while.
Yeah, so anyway, those are the gift to minor accounts. But anyway, those are all part of the idea of gifting. So what's a non-taxable gift? What's a taxable gift? We'll talk about some of this stuff. Again, answering some of these questions. When do you have to pay the taxes? Who pays the taxes? And the old unified credit. It's unified again, right? It is.
It is for now.
It is for now. Could change, but for now it's unified. We'll explain what that is as well. All right, now I want to give you the phone numbers. You can call and ask any question you like. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And you can email us. Go to our website, wealthed.com. Link there that says find your answer. And that's exactly what you do. Type in your question. Your answer will somehow find its way to you. one way or the other, wealthed.com. You can also speak to Professor Plum off the air a couple of different ways, certainly through the off-air number, which I'm going to give you right now, 800-644-1150. That's the contact information, the number for Lucia Capital Group, set up just for you folks watching and listening to this program, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor. Tell them your situation, make an appointment, get into the weeds. In fact, this is the other way to do it. These one-on-ones with Professor Plum, there are no slots left, I'm told, in San Jose. You're all full up, Professor Plum. That filled up pretty quickly last week. So you'll be there this Thursday. I just want to remind the people listening in San Jose to show up.
Oh, they're being called to confirm.
Yes, they'll. I'm joking, but they'll be there this Thursday in San Jose. So no, nothing left there. Houston, Texas. I checked this morning. There are still two positions available, two appointments available with Professor Plum to meet one-on-one with him and Rashard Cook there in Houston, Texas. That's on November 2nd, which is a week, believe it or not, a week from Thursday. So you can join the professor there in Houston, Texas. Just go to wealthed.com. You'll see the link right there to sign up for one-on-one, actual live planning sessions, strategy sessions, the real deal. This is it. This is a way to get started. And there's no cost to you at all, no obligation to continue. Just here it is. Here's what we might be able to do for you. So anyway, that's coming up in Houston. And then after that, the only other place that has a couple of places open is Seattle, Washington, and that's going to be on the 9th of November. Las Vegas, the following week, is already full as well. So, Professor, I think of all the appointments that you've made, there seem to be just four positions left, two in Houston, two in Seattle. So sign up. You're just a popular guy.
What can I say?
Oh, you gotta just ask the people in Phoenix. What a wonderful guy he was. They told him over and over, just made his day. So make his day again, you folks.
Had to take a cargo plane hold to get my head on there.
All right, 877-PLANNER, our number. We'll talk more about gifting and anything else that happens to be on your mind. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer, Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now, on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here for you every single day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. A big week of shows actually planned, Professor Plum, at least as far as topics go. I don't always do this. I don't always give you the heads up on which topics we're talking about. Normally, I mention it at the end of the program, but I should let you know at least what's scheduled. We'll get more into this gifting thing because we had some questions coming in on that in just a moment. But tomorrow, part of the day, if we can get to it. Now, Tuesdays are always crowded, but it has to do with lifetime income and how you may potentially create some lifetime income. Nothing is guaranteed in this life, Professor Plum, including your income. However, there are ways to at least hedge your bets a little bit. So that'll be Tuesday. On Wednesday, I was mentioning earlier people thinking about taxes and ways to maybe lower their income for 2017 or at least adjust their tax bill. You can still do it. There's still time to affect your taxes.
Some people and only recently filed their taxes for last year.
Do you realize that deadline passed last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
last week?
Yeah,
either Did we have an extension?
Yeah, but it's been a week or two since it passed, whatever it's been. But
yeah,
they're just now getting it done, or maybe they filed them 3 weeks ago. And as soon as they were done, they just said, flush, move. I didn't want to talk about it anymore. It was just a pain.
But
not the way to do it. Like John was saying, we got a couple of months left to actually make some potential changes. Whether there's enough time to make a difference in your taxes depends on how your situation is set up. But there's enough time to make some changes.
Sure, but there's more time than you're going to have in December. Let's put it that way. So what we're talking about on Wednesday has to do with managing your adjusted gross income and why it's important. That AGI, maybe you aren't contributing everything you can to your 401k. That's one way to do it. In fact, that's one way that people tend to look at their taxes right about this time of year, Professor Plum, and they maybe get a projection of what they might owe, and they say, you know what? I've got too darn large of a tax bill coming up. And so they might use this time, this month, next month, and maybe in December, to perhaps raise that 401k or 403b contribution, if they can.
And now's time of the year where you can look and say, this year's income was a lot better than last year, or it was a lot worse than last year.
Uh-huh.
And is there a way to take that lemon of less income and make it into some lemonade? What should I be doing with the time I have left while I still have time left?
Exactly. And in fact, we had a call on that or an email or somebody, some situation you were talking about last week where somebody was actually in either a negative tax bracket or the 0% tax bracket, and they missed out on the opportunity to potentially do some Roth conversions.
It was somebody I met with in Scottsdale.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah.
And they were in the negative tax bracket the last 3 years.
Last 3 years.
They were mad after I said, well, you're kind of you're leaving some money on the table here by not converting. He's like, well, how come my tax preparer didn't tell me this? Because he had a tax preparer, not a tax planner.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
There is a big difference. So you have the preparation side, you have the planning side, you have the implementation side, which we get with Mark Scalzo. So anyway, managing your AGI. Thursday, you're going to be in San Jose. So we will have something for you that day. And then Friday, we'll be doing our email roundup. But some great topics coming up, including this idea of gifting. Now I know we talk about this from time to time. And we do it usually right around this time. So I don't know if we're talking to the same people. But in either event, we get people's questions on this stuff every time we talk about it. And the question we need to clear up first and foremost, Professor Plum, when you give a gift, do you need to worry about taxes?
Well, taxes are always a consideration in everything we do, but it shouldn't be the driving force. But most people do not have to worry about gift taxes. And I say most people, because most people are not worth $5.5 million individually. If you are worth more than $5.5 million as an individual, or double that for a married couple, and we're assuming U.S. citizen spouses, it's a matter of how much are you going to give? Now, as John mentioned in the first segment, there were two basic types of gifts. There's a non-taxable gift and a taxable gift. But the terminology for taxable gift is kind of a misnomer, because even though it's taxable, there's no taxes to be paid on the first lifetime amount of almost $5.5 million right now, $5,490,000. There's a credit. The government pays the tax for us. Nice of them. They instituted the tax and they pay the tax on the first $5,490,000. Now that $5,490,000 is what we can give during our lifetimes without a gift tax, or at our passing without an estate tax, or a combination of the two, depending upon how much we've given, if anything, during our lifetime, and how much we have left over when we pass away. So that's why it's called a unified credit. The tax is implied, or not, is imposed, but a credit is available to pay that tax, so we don't have to worry about actually physically coming out of pocket to make a tax bill.
Yeah, you can either give those assets away during your lifetime, or if you don't give any of them away, then you've still got it all to use up at your estate.
If last year I gave $1 million of taxable gifts away, the first time I'd ever given a taxable gift away, I used up some of my credit. And this year I die, and unfortunately I died, and I had less than $4,490,000. The combination of the previous gifts and the amount that I'm passing at death was less than the equivalent for $5,490,000 today. There's no gift or estate tax. Now, we said gift taxes, non-taxable and taxable. There is a non-taxable, non-reported, doesn't matter to the IRS amount that we can give anybody each year, currently sitting at $14,000. I wonder if that's going to go up this year.
Yeah, I just had that same question as you were saying. It's been $14,000 for quite some time, and I don't know what they base that on.
I think it's probably based on a similar idea that the 401ks and other things are. The 401k limit did go up. Maybe we'll get an increase.
I've only seen it in $1,000 increments, I think.
It might only be in $1,000, so that may take it longer to increase.
Yeah.
But it's $14,000. I can give anybody, I don't have to even know them, $14,000 during this calendar year. And as long as I don't give more than $14,000 to any individual, I don't have a gift tax to pay. I could stand on a street corner handing out $14,000 bundles, and as long as nobody got in line twice, I don't have anything to report.
Yep.
Although I probably will want to keep a recording of it. If I were that wealthy, the IRS may want to look at me, but it's a non-taxable gift.
Yeah, you're doing nothing other than giving away your money.
It's only if John, being the greedy one that he is, gets in line twice and I don't notice it, and I give him another bundle of $14,000.
Well, then that second $14,000, as long as the calendar year has not changed since by the time I got my gift.
Your original, yeah. You got in line in January, and somehow you came back through in October, and I gave you another $14,000.
Right.
I have to report that second gift because I'm over the $14,000 in a given calendar tax year.
To
any one person, other than my current U.S. spouse. U.S. is a key issue there. It does have to be a citizen to have the...
Oh, you mean they can't give money away to their foreign spouse and have them keep it unreported?
I can, but there's a different limit for that. It's not 14,000, it's 140,000 in any given year. Over that, then I start using my 5,490,000. So it's just a matter of if he gets in line twice, if I give anybody over the annual limit, now I start dipping into that credit, that 5,490,000 equivalency of gifting that I can mm-hmm. give during my lifetime or at death that the government pays the tax on. It's only if I go over that 5,490,000 in this year, hopefully it'll be bigger next year, that I would have an issue that I actually have to pay a tax.
If you're a single individual, never going to be worth more than $5.5 million, it's not a worry. All right, 877-PLANNER, coming right back with more.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. You have money questions, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We were talking about gifting a little bit ago, and this always kind of surprises people that when, for the vast majority of people, when you're giving gifts or receiving gifts, certainly when you're receiving gifts, there's almost never a time where you're going to have to pay the taxes. Almost.
The gift tax.
The gift tax. I don't mean income tax.
This is an issue because there is a gift tax that hardly anybody ever pays. But there's also potential income tax considerations with a gift. And so we have to separate the two issues. There is a gift tax that is separate and completely doesn't have anything to do with income taxes. And there may be income taxes, which has nothing to do with the gift taxes. And so we have to ask, what is it that we are actually talking about? Most people don't have to worry about the gift tax. Where we see this the most are as a grandparent or a parent who's looking to help their daughter, son, grandchild buy a house, and they want to give them $100,000 for a down payment or some number that's a very nice number, but it's obviously much more than the $14,000 that a lot of people have heard about. And they say, well, I don't know if I can afford to do that and pay the gift tax. Well, frankly, that's not an issue, because as long as we talked about before, as long as you don't give more than $5,490,000 in 2017 dollars away to that individual, it's not a gift situation or during your lifetime. But what happens when we're giving something other than cash? Now, cash in itself has no embedded income tax implication. A dollar is a dollar. There's no accrued interest. There's nothing deferred in it. A dollar is a dollar. So if I transfer actual cash to the individual, then, and I'm under the gift tax limits, both, you know, either annual or my lifetime limits, there's no gift tax. And because there's no embedded income tax situation, no deferred gains, it's not a taxable event from an income tax when they use that dollar. But what if I give them an asset? Rather than giving them cash, I have a stock portfolio. I have an individual stock holding that I've owned forever, and I put $10,000 into it, 25 years ago, and it's now worth $100,000. Purely hypothetical. I don't even know if there are some that have done that well, but well, maybe there are.
Let's just say there are.
So I take this $100,000 stock, and I give it to my son or daughter so they can use it as a down payment on their return on their home. I am not worth $5.5 million. I haven't given more than $5.5 million. Technically, $14,000 of that gift was a non-taxable gift. The other $86,000 was a quote-unquote taxable gift. I'm supposed to let the IRS know that I've used $86,000 of my $5,490,000, but I don't actually write a check for gift taxes. What do my kids do? They take that stock and they immediately sell it. Do they get to have that $100,000 tax-free? It is gift tax-free. We just talked about that. No gift taxes. But it's not necessarily income tax-free. That gain, if I had sold the stock, I would have realized $90,000 worth of capital gains. I would have had to show $90,000 worth of capital gains on my tax return and account for it and pay taxes if I didn't have any losses. That's a capital gain to me. Guess what? It's a capital gain to them, too.
If they sell it.
If I transfer an appreciated asset, something that has an embedded capital gain in it, the seller receives my basis. Not the seller, the recipient receives my basis. So they sell it, and they have to pay capital gains. Now, maybe I'm in a higher tax bracket. Now, maybe they're in a lower tax bracket. So there might be some ability to, to work the magic and get that 0% capital gain on some of it, but it's a capital gain. It's gonna show up on their tax return, his or her tax return. That's what happens. The income tax from a capital gain standpoint is still there.
Well, you know why? Because once you gave the gift, it's over. The gifting part is done. All right? That's it. You gave the appreciated stock, so now it ends. Now they own the stock, in essence, and now all the rules apply.
And what is their basis? Now, what is basis? Basis is basically the starting point for determining gain or loss on a appreciated position or an asset that can potentially appreciate or go down in value. So their basis is what my basis was, assuming there's embedded appreciation. Now, on the other hand, instead of a stock that's worth currently $100,000 that I paid $10,000 for, maybe I paid $150,000 for that stock, and it's now worth $100,000. I give them the stock. That was actually a very dumb idea on my part, but I give them $100,000. The basis is not the same situation as in the previous example. When the stock had an appreciation inside of it,
it had a gain.
The basis goes across to the recipient. When it has a loss, their basis is now the value at the date of the gift, not my original basis. I cannot give a loss. Maybe I'm retired and that loss isn't going to do me a whole lot of good because
sure
I don't have
any
income, but my kids are in their high earning years and it would sure help them out. I cannot gift a loss. Now, remember, we're not talking about gift taxes here. We're talking about potential income taxes. I can transfer a gain to somebody else, but I cannot transfer a loss to somebody else. If I do that in that situation where I paid 150, my basis was 150 and it was worth 100, that 50,000 of loss is just gone. It's disappeared. So we do have to be careful of what we're looking at. And we have to be understanding, is it capital gain or is it something else? Now, a deferred account, savings bonds, deferred interest, IRAs, 401ks, fixed annuities, things of that nature, annuities in general, they have appreciation or they have deferred interest.
Right.
That is not a capital gain. That is ordinary income when it comes out. Guess what? I cannot transfer that to somebody else. If I make a transfer of that asset, I immediately pick up the tax. I, the giver, the person that is giving them the other asset, I immediately pick up the tax on that deferred interest.
Yeah, so understand, just if you didn't copy all that, understand that gifting in and of itself does not create income tax issues, but once the gift is over, whatever you do after that could trigger some.
And if I give an asset that has deferred interest in annuities, mm-hmm. 401ks, savings bonds, those have a deferred interest. That's an immediate taxable event to me, no matter what the person does with the asset they received.
Let's go next to, I don't know which one is next. So let's go to Wendy then, in somewhere in California. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, I'm in Turlock, California.
Oh, Turlock, okay. Thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
I would like to know if I qualify to have Medicare. My employer has not paid Social Security for me or Medicare because of opting out of the Social Security since 1980, and I don't know if I'm qualified automatically for Medicare at 65 or if my husband does qualify for Medicare, but we've only been married a couple of years, so I don't know if it's kind of like Social Security and we had to have been married longer or if I'm going to be able to have Medicare at 65.
Well, Social Security is only required, if you get a Social Security benefit as a spouse, only requires a year. Medicare is going to be the same situation. As long as your husband is receiving his benefit, and you know, mm-hmm. there's some other caveats in there. When you turn 65, will he be receiving a benefit from Social Security?
No, because currently I'm working, from Social Security, yes.
Okay, so, and when you turn 65, how far away from 65 are we?
Just a couple months, three months.
So is he receiving a Social Security benefit already?
Yes, he has. They transferred him, I think, to regular Social Security when his disability.
Okay, he was on disability. Okay. Oh yeah.
For a couple years, right?
You're going to qualify when you turn 65. Now, you're currently working. Are you going to continue working?
I'm not sure. It kind of depends on medical coverage because it's so important.
Oh, it is very important.
Yeah.
You'll qualify for medical insurance through Medicare when you hit 65. Because
okay.
you've been married for a couple
still
of years.
Working, it's my understanding that because I'm entitled to coverage through my employer and he is too, that we need to stay on regular coverage and not have Medicare.
You don't need to, but most people don't sign up for Medicare because they don't want to pay the premiums So if you are currently employed and you are covered by current group employment health coverage, you don't have to sign up for Medicare at age 65, unless it's a small company, and sometimes small groups require their health coverage is a secondary payor to Medicare, and so you would have to sign up. So if you, but if you're with a big, big company, then their company is going to supersede the Medicare anyway. So you just want to check with your employer to make sure that you're not required to sign up for Medicare. You want to make sure that their coverage isn't a secondary payer to Medicare. Most big companies are not. I don't know of any.
Right. They are not. In fact, they told me I could not sign up for Medicare as long as I was still working.
So there's no reason for you to sign up for Medicare while you're still working.
Okay. And then if I did decide to retire in March of next year, do I need to sign up for Medicare before retirement date?
You may want to have it sign up for it to start in April if you're going to retire in March. You have a window. Your initial enrollment, typically initial enrollment for Medicare, is the seven-month period surrounding your 65th birthday, 3 months before, the month of, and 3 months after your 65th birthday. When you're continuing to work and you have that continued coverage from group health insurance through your continued employment, your initial enrollment isn't until you actually retire or terminate employment, and then you've got, I think it's 8 months to sign up for it, but it doesn't start up automatically. You know, if you wait 6 months, obviously you don't have any insurance for 6 months, so you're going to want to try to coordinate it with the month after you retire.
When you got to take a break, if you can hold on, we can talk to you more on the other side if you have any other questions. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction
Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Another hour coming up, by the way, and a whole lot more to talk about. Some of these gifting topics. We'll also get into some questions of retirement and your distribution methods. How are you taking money out of your portfolio? Well, there are different strategies, and there's one that we like, but we can talk about those, the other ones as well. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Don't forget, we still can sign you up in just a couple more places on these one-on-one meetings with Professor Rick Plum. There are still, I believe, two slots in the Houston, Texas area for November 2nd, and then two that I'm aware of in Seattle for Thursday, November 9th. If you want to meet with Professor Plum and go over your portfolio, your situation, an actual strategy planning session, you can do so in Houston on the 2nd and of November, and Seattle on November the 9th. Now, coming up this Thursday, the 26th of October, you'll be in San Jose, California. I only mention that because, well, I mean, your schedule's completely full. That filled up very quickly, and so we have that all full. But just want to remind you folks watching and listening in San Jose that if you didn't get your name in, I know we've had some people call asking, is there any way we can fit another hour in with Professor? And no, you have a flight to catch, Professor.
I do.
Unfortunately, that evening.
The big private jet.
Yeah, right.
And I always invite, 150 of my closest friends to fly
with me. Of
course you
do. Of course you do. With that big Alaska painted on the side, or that Southwest, or whatever it is. Anyway, so yeah, we can't fit any more, but we will make him available, or he will make himself available, I should say. For you folks, if there's no room, and we will be back doing that. So anyway, this Thursday in San Jose. And if you want to sign up for those in Seattle and Houston, you can go to our website, wealthed.com. That's the fastest way to do it, wealthed.com. And just give us your information. We'll call you back and set up a slot for you. Okay, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We were talking before the break with Wendy in Turlock, California. I want to make sure, Professor, that people are clear on this idea, because this is another question that we get with regard to Medicare and when you have to sign up. There are laws currently that say you've got to be enrolled. If you're over 65...
Well, there's no law that says you must enroll.
No,
there's just a penalty if you don't enroll at the right time, and then you want to enroll at a later date.
You're right. That's true. If you really don't care, and you don't care about, and you have plenty of money to cover your own health insurance until the end of time, and you honestly don't feel like signing up for Medicare.
Or you have it through a different system. Some employers, especially employers that opted out of Social Security, Medicare, would they don't need it. They have their own system. But if you want, if you've been paying into Medicare, and a lot of retirees, they continue working, even though they want to retire early, they continue working because medical insurance is an issue, and if you don't have it, it can be a problem, and you're not technically, for most people, eligible for it until you turn 65. But what if you're still working and you still have group coverage? And it does have to be group coverage through your employer.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be, we had this call a couple years ago now where the company was reimbursing an individual for buying individual company. So his company was paying him for his individual health insurance.
Result was the same.
He waited until age 70 to apply for Social Security, and he was going to apply for Medicare at that point. He got a little bit of a rude awakening. He did not qualify for the exception, and he wasn't. He even though he was working and he had health insurance, and it was being paid for directly by the employer, it wasn't group coverage. It was individual coverage. And when he signed up for Medicare, because he didn't qualify for the exception, he was 5 years late for signing up for Medicare. He signed up at 70 instead of 65. His premium was higher by 10% per year that he missed signing up.
50% by my math.
So his premium was 150% of the normal premium, and that will continue for the rest of his life. It's not a one-year, penalty. It's an every-year penalty. So you want to make sure that you do sign up for Medicare at the right time, typically age 65. Now, for somebody who does not necessarily have enough credits on their own, but they are married to somebody who has the credits and is receiving a benefit, you will be eligible for a Medicare benefit once you hit age 65 based on their work record. And so that was the case for Wendy. Her husband's receiving his benefit. He was unfortunately on disability. Now he's on a retirement benefit. Has Medicare. She will be eligible for it, but she's still working. So when should she sign up? She has current employment group coverage. That group coverage allows her to not have to sign up for Medicare right away, but she's going to want to coordinate it when she ultimately gets ready to retire. She's talked about maybe retiring next March. So she's going to want to go in before next March to sign up for Medicare so that she doesn't have any gap of coverage. She'll want to find out how long her coverage from work will continue after she terminates employment to make sure that the Medicare kicks in that month. So if her employment terminates March 15th and her health insurance ends March 16th, she wants to make sure that she has medical coverage in place, Medicare coverage in place, that is starting in March 1st. They go by months.
Yeah, and so, you don't want to be without it for 2 weeks because something will happen.
And signing up in March is not going to get it started that quick. So she's going to want to go in January probably to mm-hmm. get it started in March.
Now,
that's when she gets to select B, C, D, whether it's Medicare Advantage, Part C, Medicare, traditional, B is the doctor visits and D is the prescriptions. That's up to them. And plus their supplement plans, they're going to want to get all these in place because one of the big issues, one of the big expenses about retirement are those medical expenses that potentially crop up at almost any time.
Yeah, now you mentioned, we don't have a lot of time before the top of the hour, but you mentioned something, if you work for an employee and an employer and you have health and coverage, if it's a smaller employer.
Small groups at times, especially 20 or less is what I've heard, but if you're at 50 or less, I would check. In many cases, the coverage that you have through your employer, the coverage you have becomes a secondary payor. It looks to Medicare first, and it will only pay over and above what Medicare does or does not pay. And so if you don't have your Medicare in place, you're not going to get very good coverage because it's even at that point, if Medicare was supposed to pay X but you didn't have it, the insurance company is still going to assume they did and they're only going to pick up a little bit more. But that's generally with small companies, 20 or fewer is what I've heard. So you want to check with your employer, if you're going to continue working past 65 plus, should you be signing up for Medicare? Large companies, your plan just covers it, usually.
Yeah, and if you have that coverage, even if you work till you're 75 or 80 years old, you're perfectly fine. As soon as that coverage ends and you sign up for Medicare, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, and when you do leave employment, though, you do have an open window. Like I said before, your initial enrollment is no, if you're still working past age 65 and you're covered by current employment health insurance, you haven't actually hit your initial window. And now a lot of people, we're getting right up into the initial window. We're open enrollment right now. So if you've...
It goes till December or sometime.
That's open enrollment for people who have already had it. They want to change it. Your initial, if you're leaving employment after 65, is typically 7 or 8 months afterwards.
All right, we've got to take a break for the top of the hour. If you want to speak with Professor Plum, any Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisor, make an appointment, talk to them face-to-face, get your strategy done, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.